Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Locums Live podcast. My name is Tom Hoffman, and today we are very excited to welcome in Tim Morales as he joins us as a CRNA to help us celebrate National CRNA Week. So, Tim, with that, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. We're super, super excited to have you here. Well, to start us off, I'd love by having you just give us a brief introduction about yourself and your background and find out a little bit more about why you decided to get into the healthcare field and ultimately become a CRNA.
Sure. So growing up, I always knew that I wanted to help people, and that eventually led me into a career in nursing. I got into nursing, but I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do with it. I was a bedside nurse for a while, and I didn't even know what a CRNA was. A certified registered nurse anesthetist. And it wasn't until I transferred into the CVICU and we got to shadow in the operating room and I got to see what anesthesia does on a daily basis. And then from there, we took handoff from cardiac surgeries from the anesthesia team. And that kind of sparked my interest and wanted me to further my education and go back to school. And that's how I and re-enrolled into a graduate school. I went to Baylor College of Medicine, the nurse anesthesia program there, and got my doctor of nursing practice degree from there. And I've been practicing since 2020. And here I am today.
That's fantastic. So it all led from basically shadowing.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I know that, being a CRNA, I know that you guys all face different challenges every day. And, that just comes naturally to providing care to patients with all different circumstances. But that being said, I wanted to ask you what you feel is the most important personality trait or strength that a CRNA needs just to be successful in providing the best care possible for your patients.
I think flexibility plays a key role in our jobs. Even the most a case that may seem standard or run of the mill, no two cases are ever the same. No two patients are ever the same. There's always something different that happens. So being flexible with how you can do a case or even your assignment, your location, who you work with, things of that nature. I think flexibility is a big thing in our jobs. And I don't think you can be a CRNA without being flexible.
No, 100%. That makes sense. I've talked to a lot of providers on this podcast, and that's usually at the top of the list of a trait that you guys need is just to be open and flexible. And, Tim, I'm curious to find out just in general, what made you want to get into locums when you started and how has your experience been? I'm always, curious to hear if working locums assignments is what our providers thought it would be or something completely different than they expected when they first started out.
Yeah. So when I graduated in 2020, I signed on to a W-2 job. It was with the hospital, with their anesthesia group. And, coming out of school, everything's great. You have a great honeymoon period. But then you start realizing different things. And I was spending a lot of time in the hospital. I look back, you think about the work-life balance. It was really just work. There was no life. We spent, I was pretty much every day at the hospital. I was there working. I did call. I did nights. I did weekends. I did holidays. So it was a lot of time away from my family. A lot of times I didn't make it home for dinner. Sometimes I didn't make it home for bedtime. And I felt like I was just a number in the system working for this big corporation, and I was getting burnt out. And I had always heard about locums. Locums is it's a option in our career path. I didn't know much about it, but I started digging into it a little bit, and I went and took the plunge, and I love it. I can't see myself going back. You get to make your own schedule. You work on your terms. I don't have to work holidays, nights, weekends, call if I don't want to. And my family's a lot happier. I'm not a zombie at home anymore. And overall, it's hard for me to think of me ever going back. It's an option. But at the time, I'm happy where I am, happy with my choice.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we all know that, burnout's a real thing, right? Without that work-life balance, it can really cause complications. And so I'm really happy to hear that. Just in terms of how you got started. And, the next thing I wanted to ask you was, it's kind of similar to that, but, what do you feel is most rewarding about working locums assignments? Is there anything in particular that sticks out to you personally, just in terms of why you get up each day to do what you do?
Well, for me, it was a bit of a paradigm shift. When you go locums, you're essentially working for yourself. And to me, that was very invigorating. I can pick what days I work, when I want to work, where I work. So if I want to work here in my hometown or another place, you know, we've kind of been throwing around the idea. Summer's coming up in a couple of months, maybe, and the kids will be outside of school, thinking about taking a locums assignment in a nice destination area.
Sure.
I can work a couple of days and essentially turn it into a long family vacation, but still bring in a little bit of income.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually the perfect lead into what I was going to ask you next. And, you know, just like you said, you know, a lot of our providers work locums assignments for different reasons. So whether that be from the financial incentive aspect of it or having the flexibility, like you just mentioned, to work a schedule that's going to best suit your current life stage or family situation, or even just, you know, just a lot of our providers want to fill that need of a sense of adventure in terms of working in underserved areas or different parts of the country they haven't traveled in before. So again, this is kind of similar, but what would you say you like most, about working locums in general? It sounds like, you know, that flexibility is pretty key for you, but, I'll let you answer on your own.
Yeah. Schedule flexibility to be able to have work life balance again. You know, my other job, vacation, was a bit of an issue. A lot of times you're working holidays, you're going to be away from your family. And then even requesting vacation, a lot of anesthesia groups, you know, someone has to cover the operating rooms.
Sure.
So if you take vacation, that means someone else can't. And I have a colleague that works in a hospital near, in my hometown, in my vicinity. She has to request vacation a year in advance.
Right.
And to me, I think that's crazy. You know, a lot can change in a year. You know, you could, things happen. A lot of times for me, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. So I can't even plan a vacation a year from now. But being locums, I can pretty much pick up, you know, I've got 30 days to cancel any kind of shift, work something out with the group, and we can go take a vacation whenever things arise or opportunities arise. I'm not tied down to a schedule as much as I would with a W-2 job. And it's just so much flexibility that it provides me.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I know that you've been working with one of our recruiters, Spencer, for a while now. How's working with Spencer been and CCL as a whole throughout your locums experience so far?
Yeah, Spencer's been great. I got referred to him by another coworker or another colleague at the same hospital. And he introduced me to Spencer. He's been great. All the needs I ever need, whether it be scheduling, schedule requests, you know, questions I have about assignments, he's open to me texting him or emailing him. It never seems like I'm bothering Spencer. He seems like he loves what he does, which is really refreshing. And it's been a pleasure to work with him. He's made it a seamless experience, and something where I haven't, if I had got paired with a recruiter that maybe not as good as Spencer, I probably would have been second guessing my locums transition. But he's made it a very pleasurable experience to be with not only him, but the cross country group.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. Spencer is most definitely an all-star. You know, we do feel like we have a pretty good team here, you know, designed to make that process from start to finish as smooth as possible for you guys, whether that be from finding the assignments that you guys want or, you know, just assisting with the credentialing process, travel and housing, on and on. But very happy to hear that. And Spencer certainly speaks very highly of you. So that's great to hear. And, you know, Tim, obviously you're super busy when you're out on assignment, but I was curious to know if you're able to ever get out and enjoy, you know, the areas that you're serving. And if that is the case, do you have a favorite locums travel experience?
So for me, I'm a little bit unique. I have a family. I've got two kids and a wife. So I haven't been able to pick up as much as some other people doing locums. Although I will say, so from the most part, I'm doing a locums assignment in the same city as my previous W-2 job. Although I will say that we've kind of been throwing the idea, the flexibility that locums has given us has opened up new doors. We've thought about possibly homeschooling our children, which sounded crazy to me, and I was super against it at first. But when you homeschool your children, you could do it anywhere. And combine that with being able to do locums anywhere, you could essentially just give your children just amazing experiences living different locations, whether you're not tied down to the suburbs per se. But it's an idea we've been throwing around, and it wouldn't be possible if I had still had a W-2 job and I was reporting every day. Locums has really opened up a lot of doors. I kind of, you know, people ask like, what's it like? It's very similar to The Matrix. If anybody's ever seen The Matrix, where they offer the red pill and the green pill, and you go down that rabbit hole, and that's kind of where I am. I'm going down that rabbit hole. We're really enjoying it, and I recommend it to anybody that is ever thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great. I mean, you were mentioning at the top of the interview, you know, having the ability to bring your family, you know, wherever on and make it a vacation. We do have a lot of providers that do that. You know, they build around their vacations depending on where they're scheduled, and it works out really nice for them. So I do hope that you get the opportunity to do that, because it sounds like things are going pretty well so far. Just have time for two more questions, Tim, but you know, throughout your career, I know that you provided patient care to thousands or hundreds, if not thousands of patients in different patient care settings, you know, especially going back to your old position. But I ask this of all providers that we have on here. And it's always my favorite question to ask. And that would be, you know, do you have any experiences that have stood out specifically in terms of patient care where you truly feel like you've made a difference in a patient or a family's life? And if that is the case, if you might mind telling us a little bit about one of those experiences.
Sure. I had an experience not too long ago at my locums assignment. One of the anesthesia team members, their family needed surgery, and it was a big surgery. And they actually reached out to me to do the anesthesia for that case.
Wow.
And it did two things for me. It put things into perspective. You know, when you do anesthesia every day, sometimes patients can get lost and cases can run together and you kind of forget things. But this, you know, doing it for somebody you know really puts a face. You know, you're taking care of someone's loved one during a very vulnerable time in their hospital course. So it was a big honor for me to do that, and it was very rewarding that I was able to do that for somebody I know. And the other thing that I thought was a little bit remarkable was that they asked me as a locum to do the case instead of one of the employees, which I was very honored to do. I've built a good rapport with the people at the hospital, and they respect me a lot. I respect them. And I was very honored that they chose me to do the anesthesia for one of their fellow coworkers.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. I mean, that obviously is going to speak highly to, you know, not just your skills, but your character as well. Especially like you mentioned, you know, having locums come in and they put the trust in you to get that job done. That's pretty incredible. I appreciate you sharing that. You know, what advice would you give providers that are interested in taking that jump that you did to try a locums assignment for the first time?
I say just do it. Life is very short. That sounds cliche. But I think a lot of the fear of locums is the fear of unknown. And they're fearful or hesitant to do it because they're not familiar with it. To get into CRNA school, you have to work as a nurse. I would say a majority of those nurses have worked as a W-2 job, where they're working for the hospital and getting paid that method. Versus when you come out on the other side, you have this whole other option to do locums. And I say just jump into it. The supply and demand with anesthesia right now is so high. There's a limited supply of providers and a huge demand. So now is the time to be jumping on these opportunities while they're available to us. And the worst possible thing that can happen is that the locum's lifestyle doesn't work out for whatever reason. You can always go back and find a W-2 job. And that kind of goes back to the supply and demand. There's demand for both locums and W-2 work. So it's not really you're not really taking a risk. You can always fall back on a W-2 job if you wanted to. And the other thing I'll say, when you talk to other CRNAs, you'll hear a lot of people going from W-2 and transitioning into locums, but you don't really hear about as many locums going back to W-2. Right. So I think it speaks volumes of what the opportunity and the what the potential is out there for this different lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's well said, especially from the providers that I've spoken with. You know, a lot of them that they said exactly what you said. You know, once they take that initial leap, they're good to go. I mean, the experiences that they gain from working with different providers and different patient care settings ultimately makes them a better provider in the long run. Absolutely. So I think you're spot on there. Well, all right, Tim, I know how busy you are. So we'll wrap it up here. I know that you're literally taking the time to speak with me right after your shift. So thank you so much again for everything that you do for CCL, and more importantly, the patients that you serve every day. So it was truly a pleasure getting to know you a little bit, and I hope you have a great National CRNA Week.
And thank you for doing this. Really appreciate it.